Good morning and welcome to the Community Voice program on this Tuesday, September 10th. It is a fairly pleasant morning, going to get a lot hotter, but we're going to keep you company for the next 30 minutes, and I am joined by some very special people. They're members of the Carroll County Public Safety Memorial Committee, and since it is September 10th, we're only a day away from the anniversary of September 11th. And with that comes a lot of reflection about public safety and first responders, because a lot of officers, police officers and firefighters sacrificed their lives during September 11th, 2001. And so we think about them on that day. And kind of coinciding with that, a lot of communities around the country have dedicated the second Friday in September as Public Safety Appreciation Day. Carroll County is no exception. We celebrate that every second Friday of the year. And this year is kind of a special marking of that day, because we are going to be dedicating the Public Safety Memorial here in Carroll County. So members of the Carroll County Public Safety Memorial Committee, I have Mr. Brad Robinson, the Chief Deputy of Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Gary Thomas, the Vice President, Campus and Support at Tanner Health System, and of course, one of our favorite guests, Mr. Don Levins, consultant, and he's been past commander of Post 143 and past president of the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park. So he is very familiar with Memorial Parks. Is that correct?
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that. So he's been helping out with this public safety memorial. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And so let's just kind of dive in. Tell us a little bit about the history and the background of this memorial park that we are going to be seeing finally open this Friday.
Well, a few years ago, the county started having an annual 911 remembrance service for the 9/11. And in discussions about that, eventually we decided to move toward an annual event called a Public Safety Appreciation Day, which you mentioned is the second Friday of each September. And out of those meetings, an idea came that we needed to have a public safety memorial park to honor those 12 public safety members who throughout the last 100 years almost had given their lives, given the ultimate sacrifice. Excuse me. And the committee began to meet. We went to several locations, looked at different memorials, looked at photographs, did research on the internet, finally came up with a design similar to the Veterans Memorial in Tallapoosa. It's a four-shaft design. Each side of the memorial is for a different discipline, law enforcement, EMS, fire service, and E911. And each of the names are then on that side. But one thing that really sticks out about our memorial that we haven't seen at other places is people walk up and look at a memorial and they see the name, and a lot of times they leave that memorial and say, okay, that officer gave his life, but I wonder what happened. Mm-hmm. And some people even go back and research it on the internet, try to find out, just because we didn't want them to leave with that question. And so this particular memorial is going to have 12 plaques around the perimeter of the memorial that gives the line of duty death information. What happened to that officer? What happened to that firefighter? What happened to that EMS person or 911 person? How did they die in the line of duty? And then in respect for those law enforcement officers, what happened to the suspect? Mm-hmm. We don't name the suspect. We don't want to give that information. We don't want to give any credit there. But that's also a question that the public has. Okay, what happened to the person that took this officer's life? So we're very excited about that part. Most of all, we're excited that we get to honor these law enforcement and police officers, firefighters, EMS, 911 that have given the ultimate sacrifice, and recognize their families who have lost those family members.
And I go to more government meetings than I care to often, you know, all these city council, Carroll County Commission, all that kind of stuff. And it seems like every single municipality and government gave a little bit of money, at least a little bit of money, to help build this. It really is a whole entire community effort, isn't it?
Oh, this group, the committee, said in the beginning, it takes money, so where are we going to get it? And they decided to, instead of have a long financial drive, to seek out in the community large possible donors to go to. So they went to these folks and they got enough money in about a month. And so people are very interested in doing this, by the way. And I'm going to name them for you. Carroll County first. They went to Carroll County. The board fully supported this. The city of Carrollton, the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Tanner Health Systems, the city of Bowden, the city of Mount Zion, the city of Temple, the city of Villarica, the city of Whitesburg, West Georgia Ambulance, and the MC Roundup program were all the first primary contributors, supporters of it. So we got enough to place our order for this big monument and enough actually to pay for it after it was delivered. So the structure was paid for. But then there's a lot of comes into like the plaques that Gary mentioned. All that, you know, many things have got to be paid for, and then it's got to be maintained. So what we are now doing, we're making it up open to the public to make a contribution if they would like to, and this will be introduced as a part of the program that's coming up. But very simply, if you're out there and go get your checkbook right now, and I'll tell you what to do. You write down the check is made out to Carroll County, and then down in that little memo check, you write for the Public Safety Memorial, and then you write the check for a whole bunch of money, and then you mail it to Carroll County. Let's see, what is that address? We got it.
I don't P.O. Box 338, Carrollton, Georgia.
That's
30117.
There you go.
Post Office Box 38, Carrollton. 338.
Office Box 38 is going to get a lot of checks that they're not going to know what to do with now.
Sorry.
338.
I'll send them back.
And you just named a lot of folks that have given a lot of money and support for this public safety memorial. And I'd like to turn to Mr. Robinson. What does this mean as a law enforcement officer and a public safety officer to have this kind of support from all over the community?
Exactly. You know, I've been in law enforcement here in Carroll County for a number of years, over 30 to be exact. But you know, throughout that, we've seen a lot of tragedies here in Carroll County, and it brings a lot of the public safety agencies together. And there's not been any time that I've seen any type of problems with the agencies working together. And I think the public sees that. You know, the citizens see that. And as a response to that, I think that they're recognized and I think they're appreciated. And I feel that. But, you know, a lot of times people want to bring things or gifts or food to the sheriff's office or the police agencies or EMS or 911 to just show that appreciation. This park is going to be an area I think that people recognize, they can appreciate. But throughout all of these tragedies in the area, the floods, the tornadoes, hurricanes, whatever we have, fires, airplane crashes, you name it, you know, the public always comes together and supports public safety here in Carroll County, and that's very much appreciated, and we see that.
Absolutely. And we are going to get into some of those tragedies in detail here in a little bit and go over some of those folks that did pay the ultimate sacrifice and died in the line of duty here in Carroll County. But first, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a little bit after we hear some messages from Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Oak Mountain Academy has offered a challenging college preparatory education for over 50 years. With over 500 graduates, we have maintained a 100% college acceptance rate. Over 90% of our students earn acceptance to their first choice of college or university, and over the past 5 years, our students have earned over $10 million in scholarship offers. Our students are creating a legacy. Come, be a part of our family and create your own legacy today. To learn more, visit us at oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama. because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to the Community Voice Program. I'm your host, Luke Lukert, here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, and I'm sitting down with members of the Carroll County Public Safety Memorial Committee, and we are discussing the Public Safety Memorial that will be dedicated this Friday and officially open to the public then. And there are several names on, unfortunately, on that memorial, going all the way back to 1900. And we want to get a little bit more in depth to who these gentlemen who paid the ultimate sacrifice actually were and a little bit about their story. So tell us some of about some of these folks, Mr. Robinson.
You're right, Luke. The oldest one that will be recognized is that's in record here is going to be a chief of police of Carrollton. And he died in 1900. And actually, he was shot and killed by a man he was attempting to arrest. And it says as the chief fell to the ground, he returned fire and killed the suspect. So the oldest one that we're going to have recorded on that wall is going to be Benjamin Crider. And the next one, you'll see a building in Villa Rica that's named after Holt and Robbie Bishop. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the second one. He was a night marshal, Pleasant Eugene Holt. And he gave his life April 18th, 1908.
And that is a position that we do not have anymore, it sounds like.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. And some of these are so old, I guess, in my lifetime, you know, most of these are a good number of these I don't even remember or have not heard about. But there's one, a lot of these interesting stories that came out just from being on this committee and researching this as a project. William Jim Stallings, he was a Bowden police chief down there, and he was arresting someone who was making liquor down there, and the gentleman actually took his weapon and shot him, and the guy actually turned himself in later. The fourth person that would be recognized as a firefighter, Hugh Hinesley, Carrollton Fire Department, and he died extinguishing a residential fire in Carrollton in 1967. Officer Tony Garrett, Carrollton Police Department, 1975. He was killed in an automobile accident. The sixth one we recognize is firefighter Joe Bostwick, Carroll County Fire Rescue, 1982. The seventh one is an animal control officer in Carroll County. His name is James Walker. It's 1988. That was a vehicle accident. And a lot of these names that I'll start going over now is those that's more present that we'll remember. What about Robbie Bishop up on the interstate that was killed in a traffic stop, 1999? You know, that's been now 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And you can still talk to folks at the Villa Rica Police Department who have great stories about Mr. Bishop and still remember him fondly.
And, you know, in public safety and probably a lot of the public, you're going to realize it's almost like 9/11. You'll remember where you were when you heard about Robbie Bishop. But then Lieutenant Billy Ray Giles, Carroll County Sheriff's Office. I'll never forget that night when I was called on September the 3rd, 2002, killed by a suspect who had attempted to set his own house on fire. His estranged wife was living there. He had left there, but he'd come back to set the house on fire and got into a chase with Billy Giles and was murdered there, 2002. Lieutenant Mike Crawford with the Carroll County Fire Rescue. He died as a result of a heart attack while driving his truck. And Davy Wayne Crawford, another sheriff's deputy, died February the 12th, 2010. And remember that day very well. Ice storm came in very quickly, and Deputy Crawford slid off the road and overturned into a creek and drowned there. And the 12th name, the last name, or the most recent name, was May 26, 2010. A Carrollton police officer, James, goes by Jimmy Johnson. And it was an older case where Officer Johnson was shot in 1980 by a guy who had done some armed robberies. He was shot in 1980 and lived with those injuries for a great number of years, but he later died in those as a result of those gunshot wounds that he sustained back a number of years ago. He died in 2010.
Wow. And I imagine that this is hard on the families, obviously, the actual event, but I imagine now seeing their names on a memorial this Friday will be offering a little bit of closure. Are families of the fallen going to be in attendance for this event?
They will be. Actually, there's going to be a couple of family members if we can locate them. Some of the older cases that we were talking about, we're having a difficult time. But some of these family members will go and actually unveil what Gary was talking about, the plaque that mm-hmm. described the officer, the date of death, and a little bit about the case. Not just seeing the name on the statute there, but actually on the plaque, it describes a little bit about what happened.
And I actually got to attend one of the meetings and saw you guys kind of go over final preparations for the obelisk and for the Memorial Park in general. And one thing that kind of struck me, and we talked about it off air a little bit, was the fact that there's still room left on the obelisk for any future officers or firefighters or EMS or E911 that do fall. And that's, God forbid that ever happens, but it's definitely a possibility. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, across the nation today, it's almost daily. And if you look at Officer Down Memorial page, I think the public would be very shocked at the number of law enforcement officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel, 911, you know, that do give their lives daily in the line of their duties. And so we do have additional room on that shaft there for more names. And like you said, God forbid that we have to put one on there, but there is room there in case we do. So
it's also designed so this plaque that we're talking about, there's be 12 now, but there'll be a total of 18 posts designed into the park now in the event that others come along. And then into the future, it is also allowed for space for another circle to be built. Let, you know, God forbid, but we're covered. They see not only present, but down into the future.
And Officer Down, I have been looking at this website, and I mean, you just look at this year, this across the nation, obviously, August 29th, August 28th, August 24th, August 23rd. So it is an extreme real possibility
Absolutely.
That it happens again.
Certainly.
And we've got about 10 minutes left in the program. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to be talking about the actual dedication of this public safety memorial here in just a few minutes. Who's going to be there, what to expect, and why you should be in attendance for this, because it will be a very, very powerful couple of hours, probably, to be in attendance for. We're going to take a quick break, get a message from Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. Stay tuned to News Talk 1330, FM 106.3.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama. Because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
Welcome back to News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 and Community Voice Program. I'm your host, Luke Lukert, and we are sitting down with the Public Safety Memorial Committee here in Carroll County. We have Mr. Brad Robinson, Gary Thomas, and Don Levins. Very happy for you fellows to be joining us, and I want to turn it over to Mr. Levins here for a second before we actually start about the dedication service. He has something he would like to share with us, I believe.
Well, I just want to point out that there's people give more than money. Mm-hmm. We have what you call in-kind contributions, and I'm going to give you a little list of it, of what makes this thing work. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners, they granted us the space to put this on. We had to have space first. Sandra Verling designed the park for us, did the concept drawings for the park. It actually looks like what she conceived in the very beginning. So it wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for Sandra Verling. Charles Pope did the grading. His crew did the grading, the concrete work, and general support. Every time something needs fixing, changing, moving, Charles Pope. Okay. Another one is North Georgia Turf. Charles says, well, I can put down seed and some straw on it, but it sure would be better for if we had some sod. 5 minutes later, he was told, okay, go down to North Georgia Turf and pick up 3 pallets of turf. We made the call. They gave us the turf. Okay, Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park Association. They had the knowledge of building and working with memorial parks. And that was a big contribution. Sammy Robinson is the general contractor. He built Tallapoosa. He builds many parks in the nation, in the southeast. And you ask him, he will verify for you that this, our memorial park, Veterans Memorial Park, is the finest in the southeast. All right? And this one will be another one like it or better anywhere around when we get finished and after we throw the holy water on it Friday.
And speaking of Friday, tell us a little bit more about the memorial dedication service that's going to be happening at 10 a.m.
Begins this Friday, September the 13th at 10 a.m. We start with some prelude music from the Carroll County Wind Ensemble. And then at 10:30, the program starts. Chief Joel Richards with the Carrollton Police Department is going to be our MC this year. Sheriff Langley was the MC last year, and we try to move that around between public safety. The Sheriff's Office Honor Guard will post the colors for us. Chief Padgett, Carroll County Fire, will lead the Pledge of Allegiance. Ned Watson, the interim chief at the University of West Georgia, will sing the national anthem for us. I'll be doing the invocation. Chief Mansour, Villarica Police Department, is going to be going over the history and talking about the memorial. And then we'll cut the ribbon and unveil the large memorial. And then Carrie McCarley with E911 will read the names of each of the people that are on the wall. Those families will unveil those plaques that we talked about earlier. Captain Bill Lambert with the Carrollton Fire Department will ring the bell for each name. We'll have bagpipe music in the background. Then we'll play taps. Pastor Vincent Dortch will give our benediction. Mr. Levins is going to recognize our sponsors. And then Shane Bell will dismiss us. And the public safety members and their families will go to the Ag Center afterwards and have a lunch that's prepared for them. And we think the program may last maybe 30 minutes max. Mm-hmm. We made the program shorter this year so that people could then spend time walking around and observing the memorial.
Absolutely. And then that would be a time well spent to actually spend some time reading those plaques and everything. Tell us why we should be at this dedication.
Well, essentially, just because of what these officers have given to this community and what their families have endured due to this sacrifice. It's very important that people come out and honor the sacrifice that these individuals have given. And I think the public's going to be very proud of what they see and what's been done out there. We're extremely pleased with the memorial.
Absolutely. And we've got about 5 minutes left in the program. We had some closing remarks from Mr. Levins.
Okay, the closing statement.
The closing statement.
All right. Since the founding in 1999 of Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park has been developed into one of the, if not the, finest veterans memorial parks in the Southeast. It truly honors veterans. Now, the people of the great county of Carroll will be dedicating a new public safety park adjacent to the Veterans Park this coming Friday, starting at 10 a.m. with music by the Carroll County Symphony Wind Ensemble, followed by the unveiling of the memorial and the plaques of the 12 killed in public safety members in our history. Since the Twin Towers on 9/11/2000, our public safety personnel have become soldiers in the war on terror. The people of Carroll will now have a place to gather, remember, honor, and thank them for their service. See you on Friday at 10 o'clock.
And you should be there Friday, September 13th, and it is really close to right here, so I'll be joining you guys for sure this Friday. It's right next to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. It's pretty hard to miss, kind of right next to the circle. I'm sure everybody is well aware of that. And we've got about 2 minutes left in the program, and I think it would just be pretty powerful if we listed the names of those folks who are going to be actually on that memorial one last time and observe a moment of silence for them as we close out the show.
Chief of Police Benjamin Crider, Night Marshal Pleasant Eugene Holt, Officer William Jim Stallings, Firefighter Hugh Hinesley, Officer Tony Jackson Garrett, Firefighter Joe Bostwick, Animal Control Officer James Neal Walker, Captain Robbie Edward Bishop, Lieutenant Billy Ray Giles, Lieutenant Michael Lee Mike Crawford, Deputy Sheriff Davy Wayne Crawford, Officer James M. Jimmy Johnson, Jr.